The meeting was like no other, trying to be disruptive, a famous Silicon Valley catchphrase, meaning innovative and transformative. The UN President of the General Assembly, Peter Thompson, refrained from wearing a tie, and the UN Deputy Chief, Amina Mohammed, kicked off her shoes before addressing the room. Today, in this world, everyone is closing their borders, she said, but partnerships are necessary for the SDGs to reach every corner of the globe.
Many innovators know no borders, like we do in these halls when we negotiate and we talk about red lines and blue lines and green lines. There are no red lines, blue lines, green lines as you walk through the internet, social media, communicating across those borders. That's what's exciting, because with that you can share knowledge, with that you can go to scale, with that you can partner to de-risk environments where ordinarily you will not go.
Dr. Peter Diamandis, chairman of XPRIZE Foundation and Singularity University, believes that in 7 years, the entire planet will be connected. This is what he calls the dematerialization of things that people used to own and that are now free on our cell phones.
If you would, the son or daughter of a billionaire here in Manhattan on a smartphone, or the son or daughter of a poorest person in Kenya, have access to the same free applications, have access to the same knowledge and information that Larry Page has as Alphabet. It's an incredible world. What we're seeing here is a dematerialization as all of these things become cheaper and cheaper, and ultimately a democratization where we have a billion handsets now in Africa.
Dr. Diamandis then asked participants to imagine the power of 5 billion new minds that had never been connected before. They can change the world, is what he said. For Dr. Astro Teller, chief executive of Google X, partnerships between inventors, technologists, governments, and local communities are what matter the most. The majority of 7.5 billion people living on this planet do not have access to internet, he remarked.
This is a picture in Brazil. There are so many people who climb up the trees in order to get cell phone signal that they call them fireflies, because at night, all you can see in the darkness is all of the flashing lights of the cell phones high up in the trees as they're hoping to get a signal. In Peru, they climb to the top of water towers or walk for many kilometers for the hope of getting a signal. That's how much it changes their world.
In order to get more people online, Google X launched a balloon-powered internet project called Loon in Latin America with the help of the UN Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO. Partnering, he stressed, is important for everyone, from the innovator to governments. No one can achieve the Sustainable Development Goals alone, he concluded. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.